Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Louisiana's bayous and rivers have long been considered blessings and banes depending on one's preferred mode of transportation. In a land laced with aquatic arteries, streams were the only practical means of conveyance for centuries. Only when colonial authorities began planning a system of roads to facilitate European settlement and economic development did the waterways become appreciated as substantial barriers to progress. To overcome the aquatic obstacles, bridges were built when feasible, but often the streams were too large or the water level fluctuations too drastic to be surmounted by the engineering of the day. As a result, the problem was addressed with ferries, boats that transported people and their property across otherwise impassable water bodies. The issue was of such importance that one of the first laws enacted by the United States Territory of Orleans, which later became the state of Louisiana, in 1805 stated that the judge of every county within this territory may and shall grant licenses for keeping ferries. The authority was later granted to parish police juries. The records of newly organized Union Parish are typical. In June 1839, William Wilkerson was given a license for 1 year to operate a public ferry on Bayou Darbonne at the mouth of Corny Creek. It was allowed to charge $1 for wagons with four wheels, 50 cents for wagons with two wheels, 25 cents for a person with a horse, 12 and a half cents for a person on foot, and 6¼ cents for all other animals. The following month, ferries were authorized on Bayou Deluder and the Ouachita River. In 1840, the procedures were amended to sell the ferry operations to the highest bidder and to reduce the rates by half. By the second half of the 19th century, dozens of small ferries were operating throughout the state. Most of the boats were decked barges built of heart cypress for durability. Often fastened to a rope or cable stretched between the two banks, they were poled or pulled across by the ferrymen, who took advantage of favorable currents when available. Some had ramps at each end that could be adjusted to facilitate boarding and unloading. When resources were available, ferries adapted to new technology. As early as 1823, a steam-powered ferry was operated on the Mississippi River in New Orleans. Eventually, all of the larger ferries were gasoline or diesel-powered and had hulls built of steel. One by one, bridges sank the ferries. Vehicles increased in size and number, overwhelming the capabilities of small boats. New gasoline taxes provided revenue to build modern steel bridges. Today, only 5 public ferries operate in Louisiana. 3 are on the Mississippi River, and 1 crosses the Calcasieu River and Ship Channel. All large modern vessels that can carry dozens of vehicles, they are located in places where bridges aren't practical. The least known public ferry crosses the Ouachita River in a remote section of Catahoula Parish with a capacity of 6 cars per trip. Known as the duty ferry, the small boat retains a bit of the ambiance of its once common riverine ancestors.
Bayou Diversity is produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.